again. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for holding. Is this Ryan?
Yes.
Hi, Ryan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm on the right side of the dirt, you know? It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I've been counting the days or anything. Can't beat that, though.
I'm always counting the days.
Me, too. I work for the weekends, you know?
Yep. That's how it is in America. I wish we were at the three-day work week or four-day work week that's popping up all over the globe.
Yeah, my boys are young, so I would really enjoy that. I miss a lot of time away from them because I'm always working.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I understand that you were speaking with my representative Lulu. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the placement on Google or how it works?
Well, I did already talk to somebody today from U.S. Directories.
Okay.
With the same kind of thing, so I'm curious, like...
Very similar.
I know I'm going to get more calls like this, and does it hurt to sign up with more than one? Does it cause any kind of interference?
Yeah, you only want one. You don't want to have two. You can only have one person managing your, or not one person, but one Google partner managing your Google business profile at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already signed up with U.S. Directories then.
Mm-hmm. U.S. Directory is a directory submission. They don't put you on the first page of Google.
Okay, so it's not the same thing?
It's not the same, no. They're going to put you on, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, a bunch of directories. We do that for you, too. That's a part of our service, but our main product is the first page placement on Google. We don't even call out unless we have a listing available in your area.
Mm.
And then we would actually create your Google business profile. That's where people write all the reviews on your company, and we put the website on there and everything, so we have to create that profile, create the website for you. It's more than just the directory submission. We'd actually build things that your company would keep even if you leave the first page placement later, you know. You still have those Google business profiles, still have your website and everything. So, as far as cost, everything we do here, it's month to month. We don't ask our clients to sign any kind of long-term contract. We want you guys to come back on your own will.
Right.
So the spot just became available today. There's only three guys that show up there, so you'd be a top recommended option. I could get the pricing down. It's usually $499 with a website included. I could get it down to just $299. Month to month, that takes about $200 off, and then that's part of a new in business credit. But what I would do is I'd lock in that deal. So if you do decide to continue to use it each month, you get the same rate. It won't go back up on your change.
Okay.
The beauty of this, Ryan, is we don't charge any other fees for like leads or clicks or calls, and Google's the number one search engine in the world. And we actually found that 90% of the time when people search on Google, whether they type in handyman or general contractor, you know, their searches are starting and stopping right here on the first page with these top recommended guys. So, in essence, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look when they hop online before they call somebody and make a decision for their property.
Right.
So... I'm sure you could see a value in doing something like that, or at least giving it a shot on a month-to-month basis so we could show you how well it works.
Yeah, I'm interested. So I've already signed up with Angie's List. I started that on Tuesday.
Okay.
I got U.S. Directories.
Yeah.
Signed up for that. That was a cheap little thing. It was only like $7 a month or something.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah.
No, it's really cheap to do that, because you could do that on your own, but they help you out.
Yeah,
you could do all those directory submissions on your own. You could just log in and sign up for them. you know.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I'm real familiar with Home Advisor by Angie's. I've been working here for 12 years, and when I first started, they were called Service Magic. I can't tell you how many guys I've worked with who have used that service, and they tell me that they like being on the first page of Google a lot better, because what they do is they put themselves on Google, and then when they get a lead in your area from their Google first page placement, that's what they're selling to you. But but it's been reported that they sell the same lead to like three or four of you guys in the area.
Oh.
And they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job.
Right.
So, yeah, so a lot of times you're paying for a lead that didn't turn into anything. It's almost like buying scratchers at the gas station. You know, you pay your $20, you scratch it off, you might win, you might not.
Right.
And so what my guys have found is if we just cut out your middleman in that situation and list you on the first page of Google, you don't have those problems. You don't have to deal with the lead going to three or four other people. You're not getting nickel and dimed on lead fees. You know, it's a flat monthly rate. The customers can call you directly. So you're getting live calls instead of people that are texted over to you, and you got to call them back, try to convince them you're cheaper or better than the other guys. So I know it's pricey. Okay. I know it's probably the last thing you want to hear right now. But, you know, I know if you decided to go back to them, their door is always open. When it comes to these first page placements, we can't just put you on the first page whenever. There's only three guys there. Like I said, we only have one spot available currently. But I'm telling you, if you compare the two side by side, it's not going to take you longer than a month or two to see the difference in what's going to be best for you as a long-term marketing solution for the business.
Okay, well, I am interested. I want to compare it side by side, and the only way to do it is to have them run at the same time. So,
right.
Yeah, I guess I want to get signed up.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. The beauty of this is you only got to create your Google business profile one time, and then you'll always exist on Google, even if you leave our first page placement later. Now, Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter, and there's a little five-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you when it comes in. But what's the street address that I can send that to?
Okay, hold on. Let me write this down real quick.
Okay. Yeah, and you can't miss it. If you have your other half checking the mail, just let her know, because it says Google right on it. You know, got colorful letters, and then in the back there's a little five-digit number there, and we'll get that number from you.
Okay. So my address is 2746.
2746.
South Quintero.
South
Quintero.
Spanish, huh? Oh, I think I found it here.
Okay, in Aurora.
Yeah, Aurora, Colorado. And then it's 80013.
Correct.
Okay. I was surprised I spelled that right. Quintero. Okay. Let me update. All right, and what's your last name, Ryan?
Hitchcock, H-I-T-C-H-C-O-C-K.
You don't have any family out in Southern California, do you?
A Marie and it's my aunt and uncle. I can't remember my uncle's name. It's been 25 years since I've been out there.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was growing up, there was a big family, the Hitchcocks. I'm 33, but they they had some boys. Blake was one of them, Blake Hitchcock. Got kid was like 6'4", 6'5", played tight end. He was stud.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time I heard that last name. I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Brought back some memories for me there. All right. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Ryan. Ryan's Remodels with a Z at the end.
Gotcha.
At Gmail.
Wait, so the Ryan's has an S, but the Remodels has a Z, right? Like the business name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And you said at gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And then you can only have one phone number up there for your clients to contact you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 720-365-8873?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. You work the weekends at all, or you want to put close?
Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5.
Okay. Got it. So 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. And how do your customers usually pay you? You accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah, cash, check. I haven't done card yet, but I'm getting by Tuesday I'll have Venmo set up. And,
okay. Okay. I like to put on those ones, additional fees may apply, because they charge you, like, I think it's like a maximum of $5 to $10 per transaction, but it's like 2% and then I think it maxes out at like $5 or $10. So I'll just put additional fees may apply. So that way, if they go that route, it can be on them and not you. Yeah.
Right. That works.
Okay. Don't want to be petty, but it adds up after a while.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I got your business profile created. I'm going to build the website for you. And here's a question. I know your company's so new, so I don't expect you to say yes to this, but do you have a logo?
I do.
Oh, wow.
On the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, you do have a site.
I do. It's Ryan's Remodels and Handyman.com.
Wow, okay. Take a look at it here.
Okay.
And are you okay with me attaching your site to the first page placement on Google? Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I feel like that's a no-brainer, but now it's got an opportunity to make you some money instead of floating around in the cosmos.
Yeah.
All right, I gotcha. So let me go ahead and attach this. I didn't have this, actually, so I put in a request.
Okay.
I was going to get a domain purchased for you for free and then have somebody in-house here help me build a site for you. But
oh, yeah.
This will give you...
Been trying to get listed on Google every time I search it. Now it's finally coming up. You know, I guess I had to do some processing. I just got it updated a few times in the last week, so I had to catch up on updates before it actually got running.
Yeah, before it's visible. I see you got the Google Business Profile. We're going to verify your Google Business Profile, so you don't have to worry about it not showing up. It's going to show, and then there's going to be a badge and a check mark on there, and it lets them know that you're a Google Verified Contractor, and that adds a lot of credibility.
Okay.
You know, we've looked into you, we checked you out, and made sure you're good to go, and they can hire you.
Sounds good.
All right, let me go ahead and update. Okay, so I got your business profile all set up, Ryan. Before I secure any kind of payment with you, I want to schedule this client interview appointment for Monday. Interviews, this is really where we want to customize the campaign. We don't want to list you for anything you don't provide. And we got a good idea on the services that you provide, but we could do anything in this GC and handyman category. So you got a lot of options for keywords, but we can only list you for 15 at a time. So the objective of this call is to nail down those 15 and then go over the service area with you and just make sure that we're representing your business properly and that the calls that are coming in are going to be qualified and not wasting your time or your end user's time, right? So usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What do you think would be the best time on Monday?
Probably about noon.
Noon, okay. Schedule this. And what I'm going to do, because we're in Southern California here in Orange County, that's an hour. Okay, you're an hour ahead of us. So I'm going to schedule it 11 to 12 my time, and then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. And what it's going to do is going to send you like an email notification to your mobile device, and then it's also going to text you 1 hour before. Just as a heads up.
Okay.
It's like an automated text message. Do you text message often?
Yeah, I kind of prefer that over long, drawn-out conversations, you know, just to the point.
You and
try
me
to stay busy, you know.
Yeah, yeah. My wife always tells me that, you know. How come you never want to talk when you get home? I said, all I do is talk all day. Yeah. Okay, and then of course I got my son to want to, dad. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. All right, so I got the client interview scheduled. So that's going to be Monday the 29th, and it's going to be between 12 and 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. And then let's go ahead and secure the first month's payment. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Credit card.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
The credit card's under my, it's under both.
Okay. I want to make sure.
So, the business name is actually, you know, just for the card purposes, they couldn't put it all on there, so it's Ryan Home Repair.
Ah, okay. Let me update this. And then it's doing business as Ryan's Remodels and Handyman.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure it matches up, so that way when we send over the invoice, you know, you could add it to your write-off there. And then you could write it off as a business expense. You get it back come tax time.
Okay.
I'll teach you. All right. And is the billing address for this card the same as the street address that we send your PIN verification letter to?
Yes, it is.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. 4250 0722 4350 4350.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0428 0428.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
203 203.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or agree with, just go ahead and stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Ryan. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ryan's Remodels and Home and Handyman.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ryan Hitchcock, CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
I am, but on your last question, is this going to be like a contract?
Correct. It's a month-to-month service. You're not binded to a contract, but it is set up to automatically renew. We're not manually processing your payment each month.
Okay, yeah. But if I wanted to cancel after 1 month, I can, right?
Absolutely. Yep, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. That's a part of this recording.
Okay.
It's okay. It's good to always be sure. Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And then it says, in hiring our company Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything you currently have. We just don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check. Okay.
Yeah. And then, I think this fills all the needs for the company, so I'll be done
it after
this anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to send you everything in writing. I put you on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. So this is about as high up as it gets. You know, we have not just the first page placement on Google, but I gave you all the bells and whistles I could. A Facebook business profile, Facebook ads, Bing. You're on the first page of Bing. You know, I want to generate as many job opportunities as possible for you, so that way our chances of working together long-term is higher, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, I did everything I could from the Platinum Bundle. I just got the pricing lowered.
Okay,
where was I? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month, so you're not binded to any kind of contract, as I mentioned earlier. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 26th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have waived all setup fees with your campaign, and I've locked in this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 26th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Now, it does state here, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, okay, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Right.
The renewal happens anyway every month, and then I can cancel it three days before.
Yeah. As long as it's before. Okay. Doesn't necessarily have to be 3 days, but as long as you do, like if you're saying, hey, you want to cancel, I don't think you're going to want to, right? But just full disclosure. So that way,
right.
You know, I don't like, you know, hey, you didn't tell me that. I hate that stuff. But doesn't mean we won't reimburse you if you end up like discontinuing it right after the billing date, you know? But we want to stop that transaction rather than it go through and us have to reverse the transaction. It just looks bad on the processing. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and process you. Now, when I run this payment, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. It's going to be sent to your email and text message. You're also going to get a username and password for a tracking system. I don't know how tech savvy you are, but we'll be able to show you specifically what's coming from us versus what's coming from your Home Advisor program. That way you don't get the two confused. And then we'll also send you a form for Google verification. And this, here, I'm going to show it to you. Make it easier if I just kind of walk you through it a little bit. I don't want you to forget or miss anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't came
through
yet.
Hold just a second here.
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
Get you on a speaker. All right, and then now you're going to send me an email or a text?
There are going to be some text messages. Just sit tight right here. It'll come through. Just give it just a second.
Okay.
There'll be three different ones that'll come in over the next 30 to 60 seconds here.
Okay. Okay, I got the link.
Okay, that one might be the outline of the agreement. That's usually the one that comes in first. You click on that one, you gotta sign off on the bottom of that. Yeah, the subscription terms.
Okay.
I've also emailed you a hard copy of this, mostly because I put you on a discounted pricing structure. So this is going to have documented that all the products and features we're providing for you, that discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. That way you always have that on file.
Okay.
Not that I plan on croaking or leaving anytime soon. You know, I'll always cover you, but at least it's always good to have it in writing, even if it is just month-to-month service.
Yeah, so I'm ready to set up a username and password. Is that where I need to be?
Yeah, so they're actually going to send you that, too. So that's going to be one of the text messages that will come through. I wouldn't worry about that too much right now, okay, just because we have to get through this other form that I'm trying to show you here, the Google verification form, and then we also have to get your client interview on Monday and that postcard in the mail. And then we'll start getting the traffic coming in, and then you'll have the tracking system to keep track of everything and request reviews and stuff. Yeah, that's kind of a more, once we have it all completed. So I got the subscription terms back, so that's signed. That's good. Step one, complete. All right, and then there's there should be another form in here. Now, this one you might have to take your time with over the weekend, but I just want you to be able to get into it here. I'm not showing that it even came through yet, though. Hold on one second. I'm going to manually push it through to you here.
Okay.
All right. And we do have 24/7 customer service, too. So if on the weekend you need help with the form, that number is attached to every text and email that you get from us. I'll be your account lead, so I'll be the one checking in on you time to time. My name's John.
Okay.
My last name's Hill. There are other Johns that work here, so you might have to say Hill.
Okay, so then go to the business. Which one do you want me to pick on?
Oh, man, a bunch of they all came through after I sent that one. Okay, so there now you have two of them in there. Okay, well, there's one that says url.localsplash.com/Google. I think it's the most recent one that came through. Well, now it just looks confusing because they sent you the Google verification forms in there twice. You have the same text message twice, and then you got the username and password one for your tracking system, and the other one you already signed off on, the first one. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But the link will say url.localsplash.com/Google.
Okay, that's the one you want me to go to?
Yeah, I want to show you this because this is important. You got to work on this maybe over the weekend.
Okay.
But this is your only homework. Like I said, once you're Google verified, we'll never have to verify you again. But this is what they're going to tell your customers, that we've done this with you. This is how you get that verification badge and check mark, okay, and you become a preferred contractor. So it's pretty easy. It's going to ask you to put in your email, your name, your phone number, your company name. And then here's where it gets tricky. And it goes, upload pictures of tools and equipment that you use to carry out your work. Upload a picture of your work vehicle with license plate, right? You can cover your license plate number if you don't want to send that in. That's totally fine.
Okay.
Guys ask me that all the time. Upload business license and insurance documentation. Okay. Only if you have it or if it's required by your state. Okay.
So the tools and equipment, I have a garage full of stuff. So
yeah.
I get that done.
Perfect. Yeah, just snap a picture of the garage. This is my workstation. That's fine. Sometimes I've had guys send me like just the job that they're currently working on and Google accepts it. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you're a contractor, your job is going to change on a daily basis, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like, here's my toolbox. Yeah, that's kind of a weird one that I don't understand, but they have it in there for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah, and it says upload pictures of your work vehicle with license plate, upload business license and insurance documentation, a business card. Now, you'll notice some of these have that little red asterisk and
mm-hmm.
next to it, and it's only if it applies to you. Okay? So the red ones, you need those. The other ones that don't have the red ones, it's only if it applies to you, right? Some states don't require a license and insurance. Some do.
Right.
You know? So that's why that one doesn't have that in there. So the business card, if you don't have it, you can skip it. It's not a red asterisk. Picture of business registration, okay? Upload picture of an invoice, optional. Picture of the workplace, optional, right? Now, at the bottom, there is this box where it says, you know, sometimes Google can't verify you because they don't have enough information based on this form. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with a Google representative, and it asks if you'd be open to this. So you want to check yes. As long as you have like a smartphone or device there, you'll literally be a rep from the headquarters, and they'll do a video call and just verify you over the phone. They'll talk to you
right,
real quick.
Right. So the business registration, that's going to be the document I got from the Secretary of State, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then these are really go ahead.
Oh, Aurora, Colorado has a business they require a business license, a general business license. I've already got that.
Okay.
I just have an email of that. But
that's fine. So you see where these buttons, they say add file. If you're on a mobile device and you click on that, it'll flip over to your camera, and you can just take a picture of it. you know, try to get it as clear as you can, but should be pretty easy. Some people get through it pretty fast. Some guys, it takes them 2 to 3 days just because they got to round up the paperwork and stuff, you know? Yeah. But you have the whole weekend to do that, you know? And then if you have problems, you call in. You know, we always have somebody to help you, like myself. We'll sit down, make sure we're getting it all done for you. So we don't let our clients go by the wayside. We need it to work for you guys in order for it to work for us. If you guys aren't getting paid, we're not getting paid next month. So we'll get in there and make sure it's working. But I just wanted to show you this so that way you know how to get to it and get a general idea on what you need to grab. And then, you know, if you got to put it together tomorrow or Sunday, that's totally fine. And then we'll circle back with you on Monday at 12 o'clock. And we'll walk you through that client interview and get it all set up and confirm the paperwork, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard, Ryan. Thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. As I mentioned, you know, a few times on the call, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we don't expect our clients to be computer wizards, okay? So do not hesitate to call. You know, no questions or dumb questions. We want to make sure that you're successful with the campaign and that we can establish a long-term business relationship with you. So I'll let you get back to your Friday here. Not weekend yet. Maybe it is for you, but not for me. But enjoy your weekend, and then I'll circle back with you on Monday at noon, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.